The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
A survey has found that almost half of divorcees say that their partner's nighttime snoring contributed to their breakup, with similar numbers saying it was a deal breaker when it came to dating as well. So what's the solution? Joining me now is Frances Kelleher, dating expert and life coach. Frances, how this half of people citing snoring in their divorces, who would have thought it? Is this really a big issue?
Thanks so much for having me. It is. It's a massive issue, Ciara. It's the sleeping arrangements are just so important in life. People don't understand because the women have never worked harder and the men, but women are under twice, the research shows, twice as much pressure than our mothers and grandmothers. We are juggling life. So can you imagine doing all that and the men out working hard as well without sleep? It is just impossible. So if you're not getting your night's sleep, it causes so much conflict within a relationship because, you know, it doesn't become about the snoring. It becomes about the person who's not being able to sleep resents the person who's snoring. The person who's snoring feels rejected, and it becomes a big mountain of many, many things. So you have to get your sleep. You will not be emotionally regulated during the day. It's very important.
In that poll that said 47% of people were citing snoring as part of the divorce, it also said that out of people who have within their relationship, the couple, they have a snorer or somebody with some kind of a sleep disorder, 3/4 of them are in separate rooms. Now, to me, separate rooms is the beginning of the end. I'm not actually talking about sex or anything. I'm talking about intimacy, that falling asleep with somebody, waking up with somebody. I think when you throw that out the window, I think that changes someone's relationship.
Well, you hit the nail on the head because it really can if you don't have a system in place. So I'm all for systems. Systems are what stops conflict. So, you know, I advise people, okay, first of all, you know, go get help. If you're snoring and you can go to a doctor that can stop it, brilliant. Go get outside support and help. If it doesn't work or while you're waiting for that help, you can put in a system that helps both people. So it becomes then not about you against me. It's us against the problem. That's what successful couples, you know, that's how they look at it. That's how they come at the problem. It's us against it. So what I suggest is make time, go to bed earlier, make time, go into the same bed together, have a chat, have your wind down, be intimate. The research has shown most people are intimate between 10:30 at night and 11:30. This is the studies. So where are you going to get that time if you don't carve it out? So make time for intimacy and then go back into your own room, because what ends up happening in your right here is you can wake up and you can end up roommates, flatmates, and you don't want that.
No.
You want to keep the intimacy alive.
Frances, are we all being a little bit precious here? I mean, are we making a mountain, not quite out of a molehill, but out of something that actually isn't that huge a deal? I mean, snoring, is that really a reason for a relationship to break down?
I have had clients that have had major problems with it. The woman is ossified. She can't cope. She can't get through the day because she's not getting any sleep. Herself or her husband, they don't want to separate. So they're hanging on in there, you know, sleeping in the same bed, suffering on.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, even if you didn't do it every night, because it's a good point, Shane, you know, you want to try and make things as simple and as easy as you can. Maybe don't do it every night, every second night, so you can catch up on the sleep and you won't be ossified, you know. But it is, sleep is massive. I mean, if you're not getting 7 to 8 hours, that's what the normal adult needs. You're already compromised. The research has shown it actually causes brain damage.
You're killing Shane here, Frances, because Shane has confided to me because I wouldn't know. But he apparently, allegedly snores.
I do snore.
And so you're killing him with this talk of separate rooms and divorces and everything.
Well, it's the
we don't have a separate room. That's the other thing. We don't have room to...
The problem is when you have nowhere to go as well.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's a fantastic point. People have said that to me as well. We do not have the luxury. House prices now, people are moving into smaller houses, et cetera, et cetera. We know the story. They have said, we don't have the luxury. We don't have that luxury of an extra spare room. So, you know, you really do need a system of how are we going to cope with this, you know? It's the system that saves the conflict. Because when conflict happens and it keeps on going, there's a thing called, it's a pattern. Your brain looks for patterns. So one incident is fine. Once it becomes a pattern, it starts to erode you. It starts to erode the relationship.
What?
And it's called...
Sorry, go on.
It's called a negative sentiment override. And that's even when the person starts changing and trying, the other person still sees as a negative. Oh, finally, you're on time. Oh, great, it's finally working. So you don't want to end up in that cycle.
Interesting. And what about earplugs? Because I'm a genuinely very light sleeper. I don't like any noise. I don't like cars. I don't like, you know, doors banging. I don't like my children up late.
Princess and the Pea kind of territory.
I am that princess. But because of that, and because I don't want to be narky, I wear earplugs whenever I go asleep, and I sleep like a baby because I don't know what noises are being made around me because I can't hear them. I don't know why more people don't use them. Is that a simple solution for people?
You're a clever woman. You see, you've come up with your own system. You're saying, okay, this is affecting me. I don't want it to go on. What can I put in place so I don't have to have this repeating problem that drains relationships and people down over time? So 100%. Earplugs and ear mask. And like I say, even if you don't want to separate every night, you know, if you are separating, if you have the spare room and you're going in saying, listen, you know, explain to your partner, this isn't rejection. I still want to sleep with you. I'll be back tomorrow night. I'm just so tired. I need to catch up. That's important too, to explain.
Okay.
You know, I'm putting in the earplugs to get peace, not to listen.
Francis,
to you.
I know I'm at the risk of repeating myself, but I remember listening to this discussion about snoring and the difficulties it caused about 30 years ago on the Gay Byrne show. And I remember people were ringing and saying, it's awful, it's terrible. And a woman rang in and left a message saying that her husband always snored and he had passed away, and she would give anything to have him back snoring in the bed beside her. Are we being overly precious about all this?
I really honestly don't think when it comes to sleep. I mean, you know, they torture people not letting them sleep. You die quicker.
You're killing Shane. Shane was hoping that even with his tear-jerking story there, that he would move you on that one, and that his long-suffering wife wouldn't have any legs to stand on here. Snoring, of course, can't always be fixed, as in, like, I know we're saying get medical help, but not everyone who goes to an ENT surgeon or a sleep apnea person or a sleep physician or anything, not everyone's going to be fixed. And like, it may be something you have to put up with. Is there... Am I being too transactional when I say that if you think like that woman in the Gay Byrne show, that the relationship is worth it, you'll put up with the snoring, and if you don't think it's worth it, you won't?
It's a great point. So, I it's so moving, really, because it's true. It's, you know, we have the thing that people that who aren't married are dying to get married, and then people that are in the marriages, they want to get out. It's like, is it always the opposite in life, you know? And that poor woman, she'd give anything, like Shane said. So there can be a bit of reframing. So we call that reframing, looking at it differently, through a different frame, appreciating what you have. You see, what you focus on grows. If you're going to focus on, oh my God, the snoring, instead of the system or the solution, or wouldn't it be way worse if I didn't have my husband, like that woman, if he had passed away? There is a bit of that. But I think if it's an extreme case and it's really affecting your emotional regulation and your day-to-day work, sleep is...
No, I actually do agree with you, as I say, because I am that light sleeper. And I remember years ago having patients, and I remember the husband was a terrible snorer and nothing could be done to fix it. And not only was he not allowed to sleep in the same room, he wasn't allowed to sleep in the same floor. He was ultimately banished to the attic because... like his wife could still hear him across the landing. So it was like, and it was causing all sorts of issues. But look, thank you for coming on and chatting to us. We do appreciate it. That is Francis Kelleher there, dating expert and life coach. Let us know your view on this. Are you with Shane that snoring is a small... Are you with the snorer on this show? Snoring is a small thing. Put up with it. Are you with the, God, I need my sleeps, 087 1400 106?
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.